Major airlines are lobbying Congress to delay next month's deadline for screening all checked baggage for explosives. The order is part of the new aviation security law. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
House Democratic leader Richard Gephardt says airlines are trying to unravel the spirit of the Aviation Security Act, which is to make air travel safe from terrorism. Congressman Jim Oberstar goes even further. He says the airline industry is behaving like a cloaked bandit sneaking up on a bill that's already been passed.
And then stealthily, the airlines' long tentacles reach out and try to emasculate, strangle the regulatory language, or reach out in some obscure way with no fingerprints attached to insert an amendment in an appropriation bill to overturn a law already enacted.
Oberstar says the airline industry is trying to insert language into the appropriations process to extend the first deadline under the aviation law. That's January 18th, when all checked baggage must from that day on be screened for explosives. The airline industry denies that it's trying to delay the deadline. No one was willing to speak on tape, but a spokesman, Michael Wascom, said in a telephone interview that airlines are working closely with the Transportation Department, trying to reach a compromise on how to screen the baggage. Whether to conduct hand searches or use bomb-sniffing dogs or trace explosive detection devices. But what the airlines call negotiations, their critics call obfuscation. Again, Congressman Oberstar.
They're spending more money lobbying against this rule than the money they would probably spend to implement a baggage locator system. And I say, get on with it. We've had enough of airline resistance to aviation security rules.
One option the airline industry opposes is something called positive bag match. Each bag that's checked is matched to a passenger to prevent a terrorist from planting a bomb in a suitcase and then walking away. That's how Pan Am Flight 103 was bombed in 1988. An industry official says airlines would accept a small percentage of bag matching on domestic flights in conjunction with other forms of screening bags, but alone, airlines say 100% bag matching would be expensive and would slow their operations. If the airlines really are lobbying to delay implementation of baggage screening, as their critics say, it's a counterproductive strategy, according to Daryl Jenkins. Jenkins is director of the Aviation Institute at George Washington University. He says it hurts the airline's credibility with regulatory agencies and with passengers, plenty of whom are still nervous about flying after September 11th.
Right now, airlines have to avoid even the appearance of any improprieties or not caring about customer security, because as the passengers become more and more secure in their ability to travel, they will travel more and more, and this is financially what airlines need right now.
And Congressman Oberstar says a law is a law. The aviation security bill requiring screening for all baggage was, after all, passed overwhelmingly by Congress, 100-0 in the Senate. And now Oberstar says the airlines ought to be good citizens and comply with the law. Marianne Akers, NPR News.